What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 290. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about trends in use of midodrine in the ICU, answer the drug information question, should phentolamine be used to treat dobutamine extravasation, and share a resource for targeted medication safety best practices for hospitals. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode290. The article for this episode is titled Trends in Use of Midodrine in the ICU, a Single Center Retrospective Case Series. The lead author is Marek Rizvi, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, March 2018. Midodrine is an oral alpha agonist that has been used off-label as a way to wean otherwise stable patients off of vasopressor therapy. While some studies support the efficacy of midodrine for this purpose, side effects and complications are less well-known. The authors of this article describe the trends in use and reported side effects and complications of midodrine in multidisciplinary ICUs of a tertiary care institution. The study was a single-center retrospective case series spanning 5 years at the medical and surgical ICUs at Mayo Clinic, Rochester. Any adult patient who received midodrine for hypotension was included. During the study period, more than 1,000 patients were initiated on midodrine. Slightly more than half of these patients were in a surgical ICU. There were two distinct patterns of midodrine use that the investigators found. Number one, as an oral agent to allow the weaning of IV vasopressors, but number two was as an oral agent to be introduced early prior to vasopressor initiation to either spare the need for IV vasopressors or decrease the dose and duration of IV vasopressors. Of the patients who were on IV vasopressors at 24 hours after initiation of midodrine, 48% were weaned completely off the vasopressor infusion. Of the patients who were not on IV vasopressors and midodrine was started, 90% remained off vasopressors. Doses of midodrine ranged from 5 milligrams PO Q8 hours to 30 milligrams PO Q8 hours, and there was no set protocol to decide on which dose to use. Asymptomatic bradycardia, heart rate less than 50, occurred in 15% of patients who received midodrine. Of those patients, about 60% also had a heart rate less than 40 beats per minute. Two patients developed bowel ischemia after initiation of midodrine that prompted discontinuation of midodrine in one case. The authors concluded, "Our results suggest that midodrine is being increasingly used as an adjunct to increase mean arterial pressure and facilitate weaning of vasopressors in the ICU. Prospective trials are required to further establish the appropriate timing, efficacy, safety, and cost-effectiveness of midodrine use in ICU patients. Until prospective evidence is reported on safety of midodrine as a vasopressor-sparing therapy, this study represents the best information available. Asymptomatic bradycardia is a common but otherwise benign side effect of midodrine. In an ICU setting, this is easily detected by routine monitoring. The most concerning unanswered question with using midodrine as vasopressor-sparing therapy is, when and how do you wean the midodrine off? I've yet to see any study of midodrine for weaning IV vasopressors that includes a description of a tapering schedule. Due to the 3 to 4 hour half-life of midodrine, it can likely be tapered off quickly. However, the decision to taper would likely be made in a general medical unit where there's less ability to closely monitor a patient's response to a reduction in midodrine dosage. The drug information question for this episode is, should phentolamine be used to treat dobutamine extravasation? My answer is yes. Although thought of as an inotrope, the L-isomer of dobutamine has alpha-1 adrenergic effects. There's a case report of dermal necrosis from dobutamine infiltration. In this report, the authors did not give phentolamine only because of the time that had elapsed between when the extravasation happened and when it was recognized. For dobutamine infiltration that's caught early and before necrosis occurs, I use phentolamine in the same manner as I would for a vasopressor extravasation. The resource for this episode is the Institute of Safe Medication Practice Guidelines on Targeted Medication Safety Best Practices for Hospitals. You can find a link to these guidelines in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode290. These guidelines were developed to identify, inspire, and mobilize widespread national adoption of best practices for specific medication safety issues that continue to cause fatal and harmful errors in patients despite repeated warnings in ISMP publications. Some of the issues addressed in the guidelines are vincristine inadvertently administered by the intrathecal route, accidental daily dosing of oral methotrexate intended for weekly administration, inappropriate use of fentanyl patches to treat acute pain and/or patients who are opioid naive, and serious tissue injuries and amputations from injectable promethazine use. Get an example of the 7 questions I use to lead a topic discussion for vasopressors in my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 17. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.